Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new show. This is Molly McCord, and every Monday we gather to connect and talk about what is happening energetically as well as astrologically and how you can make the most of this time. In this Monday show, we focus on healing themes, intuitive messages, energies you can work with and embrace, and basically anything that can help with what you're feeling right now. We have just been through a very big time this summer with three eclipses, and we're entering new, fresh territory. It is going to be felt even stronger as we enter September. August is still some of the cleanup energies, the bringing back in what you need, the activation of your soul energies even more. And so we're going to do a really lovely visual in today's show to help you receive, really receive more of your own creator energy, whatever that means for you. It can be feeling the energy from spirit, from your soul, your higher self. It can be energies from your angels, your guides. Just trust whatever feels right for you. And that's what we're going to activate, is how you can receive more of that right now. We've had a big shift since last August. Last August of 2017 is when we had some really potent energies, especially across North America, when we had a very strong total eclipse, remember that went all over North America, and it was a big activation energy. When something is eclipsed, when the sun goes, when the moon covers the sun, when we can't see the light of day, we have this energetic experience of lights going off so we can see what's been underneath, what has been in the shadows, what's been lurking. And what this has done is activated karma that needs to be completed. If you look back on your past year, since last August to now, and maybe it wasn't specifically last August for you, it could have been last December, it could have been last February, within the past year, we had a deep activation of these energies that were literally like under the earth. And I feel them as the kinds of things that were buried deep in the ground that we weren't aware of. And yet the energy was underneath us. It was underneath our feet. It was part of our energetic foundation. And the eclipse energy shuts off, a total eclipse shuts off the lights, shows you the dark, reveals what you didn't see before, and then the lights come back on. And that's what a total solar eclipse does, is it shows us what we really need to complete. And I always feel it as these are gifts, although it never feels that way, but they're gifts for us to really be in our power, to really say, I don't want that energy within me or around me. I don't want to contribute to that. I don't want to experience that. There's a bigger story here from another incarnation, another lifetime. It could be from a parallel lifetime, another timeline, another dimension. There's so many ways that we are opening up to energies. And you could feel things that are so big, and yet you can't mentally understand them. But you're experiencing them energetically. You're feeling it deeply. And you're looking for your choices. In the past year, this has happened, this has affected millions of people, and it's all part of awakening energies, because in order to awaken to more of ourselves as pure divine vessels of light, we have to see these little things buried in the earth or buried in the dark that we no longer need, and so we're transmuting it. And we've had these stories revealed to us over the past 12 months. It could show up in any area of your life. It could have shown up in many areas of your life. Some people feel these energies bigger than others, and that's part of how our planet maintains balance, is that some of us have these really big experiences and other people feel like their experience is pretty mild or tame. That's, again, how we maintain balance on the planet. Otherwise, there would be even more chaos. There would be an energetic unbalance. So just trust what feels right for you. And if the energies of the past year haven't been as big or disruptive in your world, what you can do to contribute is to make sure that you're very consciously aware of what you are putting out. And that is through peace, that is through the energy of balance or equilibrium, that is through trust and faith. But for those of you who have had a very big past 12 months, this cycle has been ending since July. And this August, we are really into a new area of revelation, of understanding, of what was my power, what was my sense of responsibility. You can look at this story from different angles. You can look at the experience from a higher perspective now. Perhaps you've been doing energy work. Perhaps you've been doing healing work, anything to get to the heart of a lesson. All of that supports you right now because the energies are moving faster. There is a quickening through the healing process. There really is. And this has been picking up through many years. It's not simply 2018. It's been picking it up and gaining momentum since the harmonic convergence of 1997, and it's been picking up, I just made up a word there, that is meant to propel humanity forward. See how there's more people who are understanding things, who are awakening, who are getting higher messages, who are feeling a discomfort. Humanity is going through a whole new place energetically than it's ever been. It's part of the age of Aquarius. It's part of this community energy that we are one. We are all connected. We do feel each other's pains, each other's love. We feel each other. So what do we want to contribute to each other? And this is how we are all supporting each other through the awakening, through the healing, and through the intensity of light that our planet is now receiving. And you are a part of that through your consciousness, through your higher awareness, and through your connection to what you know is truth. And I mean that in the sense that we are all beautiful beings of light. We don't have form in other realms. We don't have, you know, cute toenails. We don't have this dense body. We have the essence of energy. We are energy. And it's a beautiful thing to feel yourself in another energetic form that's above the density of the temporary human experience, that is a reconnection to the peace, presence, calm, and joy of the soul vibration. And I believe strongly, intensely, that reasons why we go through karma and we go through the awareness of energies ending is so that then we can bring in more of that soul vibration so that you can experience it in a daily manner. And that is something where your energy, okay, I'm getting the image of your energy as a pyramid. You are either, trust what feels right for you, either you are inside the pyramid or the pyramid is all around you. The pyramid is, how do I describe this? It's like it's expanding up, okay? So it starts off as a small pyramid, and then it just keeps expanding up and up. And as the energy of that pyramid expands up, it connects with another pyramid that is upside down that is coming down to meet it. And I also remember now that in the Louvre in Paris, there is this exact similar type of imagery underneath the Louvre where there is an upside-down pyramid and the right-side-up pyramid. So I'm getting that imagery too. So it's the two pyramids meeting tip to tip, and it's basically the top pyramid is your soul energy coming down in a vessel that isn't too overwhelming. It's not too much. And it's meeting up with your current human energy. And the reason why I'm feeling it as a pyramid is because within that pyramid contains all of your soul experiences, lifetimes, energies. It's almost like that pyramid is trying to be the vessel of your humanness. And it's meeting up with the vessel of your soul energy, and they're meeting. And I feel that as these two pyramids meet and they start to converge really beautifully, and it's just this integration of energies between the bottom pyramid and the top pyramid coming together, and it is part of how you feel supported, that you're not doing anything alone, that you have an energetic support system above you as well as within you. And it's stable, it's strong, it's solid. I mean, you just have to look at a picture of a pyramid and you know how amazing those structures are. Typically when we think of pyramids, we think of the Egyptian ones, but there have been pyramids built by many ancient cultures all over the world. The Mayans, of course, have pyramids, but there's also been pyramids discovered across numerous cultures in Europe. And it's how it's like this beautiful vessel of energies that are so clear. Because I feel like when you're in the middle of that pyramid energy, it's just a straight line of energy that comes down and goes back up. And I feel this is a strengthening in a really powerful way that is also, again, that's why it brings in other lifetimes, because it's that sense of either you have been a participant in rituals in pyramids, or you helped build pyramids, or there's, you know, the symbology of pyramids is really beautiful. And so there's a soul resonance that happens when we see a pyramid that, again, we can't always understand mentally, but we feel it. And I feel it as not only a grounding mechanism, but it's actually about, like, each of the four sides of a pyramid represents the four elements of our natural world: fire, earth, air, water. And then it all matches up with the spiritual energy of the soul. So I'm feeling so many layers of messages within this. And I believe that what we're meant to see is to understand how your soul has been through many experiences, and this is perhaps the most conscious you've ever been in human form. And it can be overwhelming to have all of these, all this information, all the energy, all the feelings come over you like a tsunami when you start remembering all these stories and people and things, and it's just a lot. But it's because the energy of the planet is higher than it's ever been. You are more awake and more aware of what the human experience is about. And you're able to contain what is necessary in your own human vessel while keeping out and filtering away what is not necessary. And so I'm feeling like this pyramid visual is meant to remind us that the strength is there, the support is there. Literally, the elements of the earth, the elements of the physical world are here to support moving forward, because it's bigger than just any one of us. It's something that we're doing for all of us. Again, the age of Aquarian energy, where we're understanding how the matrix is so open, is so lit up, because I'm getting the image of all these pyramids all over the world, and they're literally in the oceans and on the icebergs, and this is just so cool. It's like all these pyramids are connected to the matrix and lit up, and this is similar to the ley lines around the planet, which hold certain energy frequencies, but this is where the pyramids are connected in this gorgeous geometric energy field, and that each person, it's like rising their pyramid up to connect with that matrix field. So this feels pretty cool, and depending where you are with this information, either this is going to be right on for you and you know it, or it's going to feel right on for you and you don't know why, because I know that all kinds of people listen to this show. But I just want to offer this information to you as just a visual, and to sit with it and just to trust what feels right for you. There's no right or wrong. There never is with this spiritual information. Everything is meant to benefit you. But to understand that energetically, there's a lot of, it's part of the rising energies. Oh, wow. Okay, Atlantis, right? Like that's part of the pyramids under the water. So this is big. That's why we've had to go through a lot of release cycles and things ending, things falling away, because of how collectively we're moving forward. And so this right now, the cycle that we're in August, is still about the realignment and the ironing out some of the wrinkles and ironing away some of the things that you're just like, I don't even want that in my world, or I don't need that in my head. I'm just getting the picture of an iron, which is funny because I haven't ironed in years, but I'm pretty sure I remember what it looks like. You iron away the wrinkles. And there's a smoothness then that comes through and comes in. I feel, too, that it's going to feel even more solid in September. And until then, you'll know what needs to be ironed and wrinkled, you know, what wrinkles need to be ironed out. And I think it's really important to give you that visual of the pyramid because of how, again, strengthening it is, and that there's something about honoring all of the soul's experiences, honoring all of the bricks that have built the pyramid. I'm getting an image of some bricks that are really worn and some that are quite fresh and new, some bricks that maybe feel heavier, but they all compose a necessary part of the structure. So if you can even detach and understand each brick has been something that you just have added to the pyramid, and it's just been a piece of the puzzle, if you will, that can help. Because I'm getting the image right now of someone holding like a really heavy brick, and you're just like, what do I do with this brick? Well, there's a place for that brick, and there's a place to put it. And that could be a good meditation or visual for yourself to do of, if you feel like you're holding a brick, where do you put it? And just trust what you see. Because you might see the hole in the pyramid. You might see something at the top of the pyramid, a bottom. Like, you're going to see the place where it goes. So please trust that. And understand that the healing energies right now are gold. I'm seeing a honey gold color. So here's an analogy for you. Here's a story. In my neighborhood, last August, they had to tear out some trees because the roots were damaging the road. And these are gorgeous oak trees, and I just no one wanted them to go. But the city said they had to go. So they pulled out some of these oak trees, not all of them, but the ones that were going to be damaging, the ones that were tearing things up, and they removed them. And so the neighborhood had a lot of construction going on, a lot of empty places, the roots were torn up, the road was uneven, and that's a bit like the energies that we're clearing out. where it's really pulling out some of those deep-rooted things that maybe we just accepted or we just thought they had to stay, but there was something about them that if they stayed, they would have done further damage and they would have been perhaps destructive along the way, even if you didn't see it at first. So things had to be pulled out. And so they did this project over the course of a number of months, and then they were gone. Nothing happened. And it was supposed to be this big, long project that was just on pause. Well, just last week is when they brought in the crews to put down the new cement and to lay down the new parts of the sidewalk and roads that were torn up. And I thought, wow, what a beautiful message here that we are eliminating certain parts of our world, of our energies, of our lives. We're completing it. It's done. And we can send it blessings and gratitude for what we learned, for what was healed, for what was shown to us, for what was revealed, for what we needed to experience. And then the cement mixer comes in, and the cement mixer lays down the new foundation. And so I was getting the image of the downloads right now are sort of like the cement mixer pours out the concrete. Well, it's a bit like we're receiving these downloads of honey gold energy. And I just kept seeing it, like this sparkling honey gold. And the energy moves slowly, a bit like molasses, a bit like honey, literally, where it just oozes and eases in, and it's warm, and it's soothing. And, you know, honey can be so healing that there's ways to apply honey to wounds to help heal the body. It can be very good for your immune system. And there's even, and I'm forgetting the name right now, a royal jelly and other beautiful gifts that bees make for us that we use to take care of our immune system. And this is the energy of receiving what you need in a slow, steady stream of warm light. The honey is the warm energy coming in, coming through. And I feel it energetically as part of the downloads right now of this time in August. For where you have felt torn up, exhausted, worn out, challenged, pain, anger, you know, name your wound, name your pain. It's that this honey energy is coming in to energetically support you, literally to heal the immune system, the emotional system, the light system, and then to be a new infusion of creator energy. And so you can interpret creator energy to whatever resonates with you, whether that is creator God or creator the artist, or I see it as all related, that we are always related to God, the creator, and that we are creators as well of our lives, of our energies, of our dreams. And I believe that part of what we're being gifted with right now is strength of this healing ointment that's very nurturing, soft, compassionate, and it's meant to help you. It's like to fill in the voids in those places where you weren't sure what was next or you weren't sure about your next steps. I'm feeling a heaviness in hearts, like the relationship energies. Oh, yeah, that feels heavy because so much of our human experience is about relationships, and we can feel a lot around relationships that end, breakups, friendships breaking up, changes in jobs or at work. I mean, just all the people that we can know in a life, right? And they come in and they come out. And I feel like this honey energy is meant to be that reminder that it's all okay and that we don't have to figure it all out or even know or understand the reasons just yet, because you will. You will at some point. But right now, just receive what you need to comfort and to take care of your own energy field. Because August is, again, we're realigning still. Things are not moving fast. Things are not quite picking up yet. Mercury did station direct this past weekend, depending on your time zone, is either August 18th or August 19th. And that helps with just feeling that things are going to move forward again. It takes Mercury time to pick back up. So it's still good to go slow with your words, your thoughts, your projects. But you might have breakthroughs. You might have more understandings, especially because Mercury is making a supportive sextile to Venus at 13 degrees of Leo. So this is where you ask for help and someone supports you or someone shows up with a solution. This is where you go to the spa and you say, I need help with my skin, and the esthetician knows how to take care of you, right? Because they're the expert with facials, with your skin. So that's what this energy is about. It's like, where do you need help? To ask for help, go to that person, go to someone else for their wisdom, their expertise, their professional expertise, and know that you are supported with that right now. You don't have to do it all on your own. And as Mercury starts to pick up the pace and move forward this week, there will be more points of clarity, more connections being made, more understanding. Mercury is actually going to stay in a harmonious connection with Venus for a little bit, most of this week. So it's a great time to know that what you need, somebody else can bring to you, especially if it's feminine energy that helps you with the problems, the solutions, the ideas, brainstorming, whatever it might be. That is picking up. Now, Mars is still in retrograde, and Mars is back in Capricorn at 28 degrees, and Mars is going to station direct August 27th, so a week from now. But that's why things are really slow, and you're just going to have to take some deep breaths, and you can't rush it right now. Because Capricorn energy is slow. It takes its time. It ponders and considers. We can't rush yet. So even though there's a part of you that's ready to get out of the discomfort, you want to rush forward and just be done with this chapter, there's still more work. They're still going slow, but it's that diligence. It's the diligence that matters. Because when you're really doing the work, you really clear it out. You really complete something. And that's why things are still slow, is because we're tying up loose ends. We're tying up the frayed edges, or, you know, cutting off the frayed edges more like. And it's understanding that that's just part of what makes everything clean and clear. And it's part of honoring the full process of something. That full process. Because if you aren't truly complete with something, it'll come up again later. But if you are truly complete with it and you feel it strongly within you, you can feel confident taking a slower pace to move through it because you know you're done with it. I'm remembering when my family moved. 2 years ago, we moved to Florida from Seattle. And obviously a big trip. And thankfully, we had movers and professionals to help us with that. But there got to be a point when we were packing up the house, and the house was nearly done, but there's all this stuff left in the garage. And it all just had to get in the truck. It's like all this just needs to get in the truck. And it was like the last 10% where you know you're done and it's like, okay, the house is empty. Let's get going. Let's be done. Oh, wait, there's this last 10% that you got to clear out of the garage. It's all the random stuff, and you think, I don't know where this is going to go. Why are we bringing this? Do we need to bring this? You know, all these kind of things that are left. And so it was a matter of what stays and what goes. And some things we left because they were trash and we didn't need it anymore and there wasn't going to be room at the new house. And some things we packed up in the truck. That's kind of where we're at right now. There's things that you're like, nope, that's for the garbage man, or I'm taking that to the dump. And other things, okay, this can go with me. This is allowed. So it's still this sorting it out. And you might feel that in your world, that you're sorting things out. And the good news is that we're going to get more support with that when the sun goes into Virgo on August 24th, which is this week. Sun goes into Virgo, and then it's that simplify, organize, problem solving, back to work, back to school, back to the desk. Virgo is where we get back to the tasks at hand and we come back to our bodies. When the sun is in Virgo, we come back to our daily needs and our daily habits. So it could feel too, especially with all that Leo energy, the fire of it, it's like I'm doing this, and I'm making great progress, and energy feels big, that you don't always feel as grounded as you want to be, but that will be changing by the end of this week. Just stay focused on the clearing it out. Also, that visual of the pyramids, top and bottom, merging. And I'm feeling like what I'm hearing is to go there, like to go into those peaceful places, those quiet places where you feel centered and grounded. And it's like sitting in the middle of that pyramid so that you can energetically receive the downloads of soul energy. And you could literally feel it as like a honey gold coming through. And I see it as quite glittery gold and a little bit translucent. And to just understand that chances are high you've been ending something really big for you, that you understand is big, that you know is significant, whether it is a pattern, a choice, an attitude, a relationship, a realization about your life. Maybe it's an understanding that you've been holding victim consciousness and you didn't even realize it. It's like it could be so many different things, my friend. So just trust what feels right for you. But that's just part of this week. And it's part of understanding how supported we are as we move ahead here. One thing that I want to share with you is that on Wednesday, August 22nd, I will be able to offer you one of my books for free. It'll be free worldwide on Amazon, and it'll be free August 22nd until the Sunday. I'm going to look up that date. So it's only 5 days that it's free. So it must be the 26th, until the full moon. It'll be one of my books called Conscious Messages, and I'll mention it again on the Wednesday show. But I just want to offer you that because depending on when you listen to the show, it might be free for those 5 days. But that's one thing that I can offer you to support with some of the, I feel it is higher knowledge our soul fields, and it's like a fractal energy, like these little bits of soul fragments that come in. They look like particles too, and they get implanted, and we download them, and we remember, or we have this clear knowingness. And I think of it as something that comes through the skin and goes into us energetically, a bit like, well, any kind of lotion, if you will. It's like you know, you put lotion in your skin and it gets absorbed, but it's more about energetic absorption that comes through to support more of what you know and that bigger picture of what you're going through right now. On that note, I have to share with you a theme that's come up in a number of client sessions over the past week, which is that there have been a number of people who have said, I feel like this is a really hard lifetime. And yes, that can be true, and you're not the only one, and it's part of this awakening energy where, as I said earlier in the show, it's like you just remember so much more. You're just processing a lot more from other places, other realms, other timelines. And that adds to our lives is this sense of, I didn't even realize I had so much power, or I didn't realize who I truly was or who I truly am. And as you chip away at some of these hard layers or these tough spots or these deep wounds, you reconnect with that very pure energy field. But until then, it can feel like a lot of challenge and hardship. And so one thing that I want to offer is that if you've been feeling like this is a really hard lifetime, we knew that when we said, I'm going to put on my human suit and show up at this party on this planet where I will experience everything in the full spectrum of fear to love, of hate to peace. That's what the Earth energy is. We have this huge energy field that goes to both spectrums. And so we said, well, I want to go there to help this human family, humanity, and my soul awaken. And even when it's hard, I won't be alone. There will be books, there will be teachers, there will be resources, there will be other people who get it, who understand me. There will be rewards. And by that I mean energetic rewards for doing the hard work. And I'm getting the image of gold stars right now, like gold stars. And I know that for some people, you feel like, well, it's the past 30 years that have been hard, or it's been all my life. It's been 50 years. It's been 60 years that have been hard. And a lot of you are also pioneers, leaders. You're the ones who are doing something new and different than other people, than the majority. There's also been this agreement that you would be here right now because of how big this time is on the planet. And it's understanding that the past, I'm going to say, especially the past 10 years, have been tougher. And that's also astrologically, because Pluto went into Capricorn, and that's when the huge recession of the housing bubble hit and all the investment awareness, you know, the breakdowns and what was really happening in the financial markets and the financial world. And it's horrible, right? People lost their homes. They lost their savings. They lost their jobs. They lost a lot of their security. All of that's tough. That was 2008. Then we had 2012, 2015, some really big astrology with Uranus and Aries squaring Pluto in Capricorn seven times, which never happens, seven times. That was shifting. We had the energy building up to December 2012, the end of the Mayan calendar, and that brought up fears. And so all of this supports more of what we're moving through, but brought up the density, the challenges, the uncertainty. And what I want to remind you is that if you can tap into the soul choice vibration of I chose to be here, I chose to contribute, I chose to show up, I chose to keep going, I chose to be strong, I chose to forgive, I chose to love myself, I chose to keep trusting. If you can keep remembering that, my friend, it will keep you going. It will keep you going. Because this is a big time. And it's different now than it even was, you know, last century, obviously. With Uranus going into Taurus, that happens every 84 years. And the last time Uranus was in Taurus was when there was the recession. And there were a lot of big things in money, finances, around World War II. So the world has changed in a huge way, in all ways since then, you could say, in a lot of ways, not always, I guess. But we're all more connected than ever before, online, Twitter. You can get a Twitter fight with anyone these days. Aren't you so lucky? Instagram, YouTube, right? All these social media platforms where we connect and we find each other and we say, I'm not alone in this, and other people get me and they are using the same hashtags, or I can just connect with them on my phone even. Everything we can do on our phone these days is phenomenal. So it's understanding that even though it's been hard, you have more support and connections and people to connect with in the human family than ever before. And we're doing the work. We've done a lot. It's pretty cool to see some of the little minor milestones, if you will, that are moving things forward. Children meditating in schools. That's brilliant. More people aware of consciousness, more people aware of energies, more people aware of astrology, even in the past 10 years. I've been studying astrology for 25 years now, since I was a teenager. I'm in my early 40s. Even though I look like I'm in my 20s, I'm in my early 40s. If I could sell you something that would make you look 18 years younger, I would. but the truth is that the more that you're on your spiritual journey and you're awakening to yourself, you just start to look younger and you feel younger. So that's part of this gift too, is that I feel like human longevity is shifting. Our awareness of the body is shifting because of energy work. Our awareness of ourselves, of our mind, of how to handle stress, of how to be in charge of our energy fields is all supporting us right now. So continue to trust that you know what to do for yourself, that you have resources, you have people who are connected, and that right now the healing that's needed is being able to receive energies from the soul, from higher frequencies that support the human journey, that support your humanness, that remind you that things are meant to complete when it's not truly you, and that you always have a new choice to make about going forward and how you want to show up in the world. So I will see you back here on Wednesday, August 22nd, for the next live podcast where we talk about astrology. And I'll also give you a reminder about that free book that you can download if you'd like a copy. And in the meantime, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate your time and your energy. You can find out more on my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Or if you are a healer, author, spiritual expert, I have more resources for you over at